I wanna be hugged by you, by you. I wanna be drugged by you. Oh, when you glare and pull my hair, I feel so loved by you. I wanna be plugged by you, by you. I wanna be slugged by you. I wanna be mugged and drugged and plugged and slugged by only you. I wanna be hugged and drugged and plugged by only you.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, people listening. It's early, and I'm awake. I just had a bowl of Captain Crunch. So we're attempting a phone conference, a business phone conference mob thing. Just a warning, this could suck. This could just be completely pointless. I don't know anything about this conference. Some guy sent it to me. He says in the line of work he does, he comes across these every few weeks. Here, let me find the email and I'll read it. It says, This is a pre-bid teleconference for an airport pavement marking project at the Sawyer International Airport in Marquette, Michigan. And an engineer will be available via teleconference. So I guess we're all competing. We're bidding to get this contract to do a pavement marking at an airport. The email says you need to have some fake credentials, like a company name, such as Cactus Line Markings LLC. So you need to pretend to be a line marking company. I don't know if this stuff's important. I think we'll just be thrown on a conference and we can all just scream like idiots in the conference and ruin it, maybe. Otherwise, it should be open to whoever wants to join. They are in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so using Wisconsin info won't raise any eyebrows. I think he's expecting us to all be creative and stuff, but fuck that. I'm just gonna scream. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. But anyway, it starts in 15 minutes, okay? 15 minutes, and I will call the number. We'll listen to it for a minute or two. And then I will give the number out on the air and everyone can go crazy.
They told him, don't you.
But, you know, don't go crazy right away. You should sit there and listen for a minute.
Don't wanna see your
I don't know.
You better
I'll be back soon. I need to wake up.
The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it. Just beat it.
Let's see what happens when we call the conference number. I know it's 3 minutes early, but I'm going to give out this conference number in a few minutes once it starts.
Welcome to the Audio Conferencing Center. Please enter a conference ID followed by pound.
Okay.
If you're the leader, please press star now.
Oh, okay. I don't have a star button. Shit. Shit.
You're now joining the meeting as an unknown participant.
I'm up in Atlanta.
Atlanta? What's going on up there?
A tree clearing project with the Hatfields and McCoys. No, I shouldn't say that. We're on it. Hello, hello. Is anybody else out there?
I didn't see anybody else on it, but I'm away from my... I'm trying this out on I didn't call in on a phone. I'm on my headset. We're changing our phones in the office over to that, so... Okay. Hello?
Okay, I hung up because they could hear me. So this sounds good. We call into the conference and they let us talk immediately. So that's good. There's no screening process yet. My guess is once we start being silly to these people, there's going to be a conference moderator guy. He's going to start muting everyone, and that's going to be the end of our phone mob. But we could get lucky, and they won't know how to do that, or they may not have the capability. Well, I'm sure they have the capability, but maybe they won't know how. So, yeah, I guess we'll start this. I don't want to do it yet. I don't want to give you guys the number until they get their conference started. And, you know, they're talking all businessy and stuff. So, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the conference right now, and we're just going to listen silently. And I don't know, in maybe 5 minutes, I'll hand out the number on the air for you guys, and then we'll all call in. When we call in, you know, don't just call in screaming and stuff. Try and just silently listen and wait for something. Wait till you have something hilarious to say to them, okay? Instead of just yelling at them, I don't know. But okay, I'm going to call the number right now, and I'm going to be completely quiet. I'm going to listen to them talk about the Hatfields and McCoys some more. I got to figure out how to mute myself.
You are now joining the meeting as an unknown participant.
He was in this time, so.
Well, he's probably concerned about that, too. I don't know how those get sent to a committee. They get sent to Ralph, and then Ralph takes them to the DBE committee. So I think they're based on...
It said closed, but it never really said what the outcome was. It just said it was closed the last thing we got.
Blah.
Report
on
master plan. ALP.
Okay, they cannot hear me, but I can hear them.
Project.
Woohoo! I figured it out.
And now that entails flying the approaches and doing a full-scale master plan.
So I guess another possibility on this conference that might make it suck is it's possible, like, those people talking right now, those are probably the organizers, the engineers or whatever, and the possibility will be that nobody's going to show up except for us. It's just going to be us talking to them, and that'll be kind of boring, I think. So, yeah, you know, this could suck. This might be just awful.
I think it's been the ADO, so let's
give them a few minutes before I give out the number. Let's see if anyone calls in, because that's going to be the real fun, is when someone calls in, you know, looking for a job, and we just kind of interfere with the interview or whatever's happening here.
Yeah, and I've spoken with Katie, and Stephanie spoke with Katie as well, and she was supposed to give us,
I know,
well, some of the stuff they want. We'd like to contest anyway.
Okay, so maybe, I'm going to give out the number now. Maybe someone should just call in and pretend to be interested first.
If they're dragging their feet and everything, I mean...
Maybe. Okay.
Obviously, they can drag their feet as well.
Are you guys ready? Here's the phone number. Get your number two pencils out. The phone number is... It's a toll-free number, so you have to dial 1-855-3486. You'll be asked to enter your conference ID number. That is 60. I'm posting it in the chat room. Okay, so quickly, one more time. 1-855-3486. Conference ID 60. Let's listen.
No, and it shouldn't be the norm at all. Well, I don't think we're going to get any contractors.
Oh, shit.
Anybody out there on the line?
Shit. Someone say
something.
Yeah,
I'm on the line. My name's PJ. I'm calling from Axtel's Inc.
Oh, hi. You been here long?
I just called in. I was on the phone prime, so I'm a little late. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We were just talking about some other stuff. But I guess since we got a contractor here, I can run through my quick agenda.
Ain't no.
Hello?
Yep, can you hear me?
Business.
Okay. I might be getting some interference here.
You're breaking up a little. What, did you ask a question?
Is everybody still there?
I think he asked anal.
Yeah.
Kelly's here.
Labia.
Okay.
This is where I find the cactus to put in my ass.
Labia. Anal fisting.
You still there, Dan?
I think so.
Anal?
I'm getting a bunch of interference.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of, it sounds like bleed over from somebody.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm interested in the job.
Everybody hang up and call back. We can get rid of this.
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's all hang up and call back in.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, is this the Glory Hole Foundation?
What?
Is this where I sign up for Glory Holes? I heard you guys had the best glory holes.
Fuck yeah.
I heard that too, my man.
I'm really into glory holes, you guys. So if you have good glory holes, sign me up.
Who is it?
What is going on?
Is this a joke? I think I dialed the wrong numbers.
I'm interested in the job for the line marking.
Is someone there? Hello? Hello? I'm trying to find a job.
I don't know what's going on.
Is this the airport thing for the job? Did I get the wrong number?
Hi, Brad.
That's what I called.
Hello?
Kelly?
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Stupid bitch, that's what's going on.
Job?
I was hoping to bid on the job at the airport. Is this the right conference, even?
Yeah, to paint the lines. That's what I called for. I don't know what's going on.
What is happening here? Someone?
Hello.
I'm calling about the airport.
I can paint lines for you, but my paint is racist and comes out upside down.
What is happening?
I feel like we're making a lot of progress here.
I'm really confused. What's happening?
So do I have the contract or what?
One at a time. Get a butthole the size of a mason jar.
That's disgusting.
I'm looking for a job.
Hello? Yo, does anyone know where I can get a bunch of Mexicans?
Yeah, I do. Mexico, dummy.
We need them to paint lines.
I
have
$1.
You Mexicans will do it real cheap.
We need the Mexicans to paint lines. I stopped by Home Depot. I have a bunch, dude. A whole bunch. I got paint. I got a bunch of Mexicans. Got everything. $5, dude. $5.
I can do two. This is Roy, the retarded boy painting company.
So, you know, I think I'm done. I think we chased off the original hosts. I'm really tired. I'm just going to go back to sleep. I wish I could just sit here and do a show for you guys right now, but fuck that shit. I'm tired. Getting up early sucks. I enjoyed the beginning. That was fun. So thanks everyone for participating. Good times. It was a fun phone mob. The problem was that there were no customers, so we only got to talk to those people, you know, the people that ran the conference. But it was still fun. I enjoyed it. Thanks, everyone, for participating. There's going to be another a phone mob on Saturday, and it will be moderated by the radio station, so it won't turn into just a big crazy yelling match between us all, and that'll be a lot of fun. So same time. In 4 days or whatever, on Saturday morning, we have to meet here and do a radio station phone mob organized by that guy with the weird name that I can't pronounce. I wanna be trained by you, I wanna be caned by you. I want my body to be bruised and used by only you. I wanna be pained by you, and crack cocaine by you. I wanna be brained and caned and drained, harshly profaned by you. Hey, everybody. This is RBCP. This is Wednesday RBCP. This is no longer the really tired RBCP from, 6:30 in the morning or whenever that started. So that was our phone mob from yesterday. I'm not sure how long the hosts stayed on with us, and I wish we knew what company they were with, because it would have been really fun to call their company and ask them what they thought about the phone mob. But no, I have no idea about that. Thanks again to Jeff, who submitted this whole phone mob business conference thing to us. It was a lot of fun, even though it wasn't completely hilarious. He's offered more to us. He actually talked to him in email just a few minutes ago, and he said he'll send us more whenever he finds them. And I'm thinking next time maybe we can, or I think I mentioned this already in yesterday's show, but maybe we can just start out with just a few of us in there pretending to be bidders, clients, whatever you call them, and come up with a bunch of crazy stuff, kind of like the Art of Phone Larking style, just a round table, we each take turns. And then we sick the general public on them and just let it get crazy and out of control. Remember, though, there is another phone mob coming up this coming Saturday on March 28th, 2015, and that is going to be a phone mob on a radio station. That's another phone mob that I have no idea how it's going to go because I haven't listened to their radio show. I don't know how it works, but it's one of those yard sale slash auction things or whatever. This coming Saturday, be there at 7 in the morning Pacific time and 10 in the morning Eastern time, and that one will be moderated by the radio station, so I think it will go a little more smoothly, hopefully. Today's show is going to be sponsored by Jason Bedford. Thank you, Jason, for being a contributor on the Patreon machine. If any of you would like to support the show, you can do so by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. And I feel really stupid, by the way, because when I was putting that secret show together, I noticed that phonelosers.org/cactus was broken, probably for the past 2 months since I last switched web hosts. So stupid, stupid me. I fixed it, though. It works now. I can't believe nobody complained about that. So on that show yesterday morning, I actually did do a few prank calls after the phone mob, and some of it turned out okay. First, there was this call to a bank customer. You know, the bank customer voicemail doesn't give very many messages anymore, but every once in a while, one will come in, and I'll write it down. And here's the lady I called. It's kind of short, but here it is.
Hello?
Hello, Angela? This is Roy from...
Yes?
This is Roy from the Bank of America?
Yes, Roy.
And
yes.
I'm returning your call.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
I think I called when... Was it Monday that I called? But I spoke to someone.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I received your message. I haven't checked my voicemail for a while, but you called on Thursday. If you'll stop interrupting me, Thursday is when you called.
Oh, Thursday is when I called. Now, could you remind? What did I ask you when I called?
You were really inappropriate. You said a lot of sexual things. You were yes, you did. You were coming on to me. Well, that ended quickly. Darn it. And after that call, I noticed that I had in my show notes here, I still had a couple of photo customers from a few weeks ago on a show I did. So I decided to give those a try, and I got two of them to pick up out of the four that I had left.
Hello.
Hi, is this Andrea?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the photo studio.
Okay.
And, you did some photos last week.
Yeah, quite a few of them.
Yeah, I was just wondering, could you tell me the names of all the people that are in the photos?
Which photo? I did, 300 pictures.
I know. Don't get all snippy with me. No, I just need to know the names of everyone in all of the photos. We'll start with the first one.
The first one. I'm driving down the highway. And you're going to tell me why you want to know pick people that's in my pictures.
Well, it's just that I like to lick all of the people in the photos. It's just a thing I do. And I was thinking maybe I should lick them alphabetically on these, because there's so many.
You're a psycho.
What?
And I'm reporting the phone call to the police.
Why would you do that? I'm just doing
because you're a psycho.
I'm just doing my job.
Hello?
Hello, Irma?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the photo studio.
Uh-huh.
And you did some pictures with us last week.
Yes.
And I just had a question for you.
Okay.
I just need to know the names of all the people in the photos.
Why?
I made copies for myself, and I'm putting them in frames and stuff in my house. And I don't know. It's weird not to know the names of the people in these photos when they're.
Why would you make copies of my photos?
To put on my mantle. I have a fireplace.
Who are you?
My name's Roy. I work in the photo department. I just thought I'd make copies because they were good photos.
I didn't give you permission to do that.
But
those were my photos.
Well, no, they're still yours. You still have your copies. I just made copies for me.
Why?
To put on my mantle.
Why?
Just
why would you want photos of my copies of my photos for your mantle?
Well, my mantle looked really bare and stuff. I mean,
I don't really give a damn. Who are you?
Why'd you ask then?
You're from.
Yeah, I work in the photo department, and on my mantle, I just have the clock up there. But other than the clock, it's just completely bare. So I really wanted to put some photos up there. So it's a really large mantle, and I printed out most of the photos. I put most of them on the mantle, but I hung a lot of them on the wall too.
What kind of weirdo are you?
I'm not weird. I don't appreciate the accusation.
Well, I don't appreciate you making copies of my photos.
Well, I don't see what the harm is. You still have your copies.
The harm is that you have my photos on your mantle. Why?
Why not? What's the problem? I don't understand why you're so upset.
The question is why? Why would you want them?
Just because the mantle was looking so bare.
Make copies of somebody else's photos.
Well, what's the difference if it's yours or someone else's?
You work for...
Yes, you need to calm down, ma'am.
No, you need to give me your copies that you made of my photos.
Oh, no, I won't. I paid for these. I had to pay for them. I don't even get an employee discount.
And what's your last name?
My last name is Gerbel.
Spell that for me.
Okay. No, that's weird. Why would you want my spelling of my name? I don't know. That violates my privacy and stuff. I don't want you to have my last name.
Are you working now?
Actually, not yet. I'm getting ready to go in, though. I have to be there in about 15 minutes.
So do you do this to all people?
No. Your photos were nice, and...
How many people are in the photos?
I don't know. Lots of people. See, that's the thing. I'd like to know their names. So, like... As I'm leaving for work in the morning, I can look at the photos and just say hello to them by their names.
So are there adults? Are there children? Who?
Oh, mostly adults.
Mostly adults.
Yeah, I'm no creeper.
Oh, yeah, sure. What are they wearing?
I photoshopped all their clothes off of them. So basically nothing.
Basically what?
I said basically nothing. I photoshopped their... Do you know what Photoshop is? You sound really old.
Oh, I know what Photoshop
is. Okay, yeah, I used Photoshop to take the clothes off.
You sound really weird is what you sound like.
Oh, at least I'm not asking for your last name.
That's what he claimed. Well, evidently you know my last name because you called my phone.
Oh, yeah, it's... Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What's your last name again?
I already told you, and I don't know. I think you're being...
So tell me again.
You're being creepy asking for my last name.
And your first name is Roy?
Yeah.
Well, you're being creepy when you Photoshop my pictures.
I just Photoshopped the clothes off. That's all.
Oh, you just Photoshopped the clothes off my pictures. That's not creepy.
No big deal. What?
No big deal.
Are you afraid?
So what do you want to know my names?
Are you afraid of nudity? God made us naked, you know, so what's the big deal? Everyone else does it.
Well, that's good for everyone else.
Whoa.
But I don't appreciate you taking property from me.
Irma, your voice
this
just...
This is her husband.
Oh.
This is her husband, you son of a bitch.
I feel so silly. I'm sorry.
No, you're sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
You still there?
Yeah.
No. Sorry doesn't cut it, bud. You took property that belonged to us.
No, I didn't.
We took... Yes, you took it from... Did you not? You got it all from... Photos?
Yeah, but I paid for the photos. They're my property.
Sold them to you?
Yeah, and I didn't even get a discount. I didn't get an employee discount. I had to pay full price.
Okay, well, I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to sue them, probably, because they shouldn't sell their photos to you.
Yeah, well, good luck suing...
My photos to you.
Good luck suing me. I work at...
Well, we'll be in talking to... sir.
Okay, well, I don't see what the big deal is. I just put the photos on my mantle.
They're both... those are not theirs to sell. My photos are not theirs to sell.
I don't see what the big deal is. I just needed some photos.
The big deal is I don't need a creepo taking photos of my wife and taking clothes off from them.
I didn't take the photos. I just
Well, hey.
I just made
so
copies.
So your name again is Roy Gerbell, and you worked at...
Yup. You don't need to yell at me. I don't see why you're yelling.
Hey, I'll do anything I want when you call out my wife and start telling her you have photos of her.
They're just naked photos.
That weren't given to you from us. I don't care whether they're naked or not. They weren't given out to you. Doesn't have the right to sell those to you, do they?
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, it's in the contract that you signed to have your photos developed.
Oh, well, okay. Well, okay. We'll find out whether it is or not.
So basically, you're a stupid.
Goodbye.
You're stupid, sir.
Hey, Brad. So,
hello.
I was listening to your last show, and things kind of went to a slightly dark place when you brought up the movie Compliance in relation to the pranks that you did, you know, calling Planet Fitness and, you know...
Did I say people deserve to be molested or something? I'm sorry, whatever I said.
Socially engineering them into setting off the Lunk Alarm. And, yeah, you really made a good point there. I would say that there are employees of a lot of establishments that are very fortunate that you are not using your social engineering prowess to do evil shit like what happened
like Gloria.
The movie Compliance. And the sad thing is that the movie Compliance, while a good movie, is based on a true story. So...
You're kidding.
Remember, kids, the moral of the story is do not do what the voice on the phone says unless you check
says
it out.
The voice on the phone.
First. Love the show, Brad. Peace out.
Thanks. Yeah, if any of you listeners have not seen the movie Compliance, you should look that up. Last I checked, I think it was on Netflix or somewhere online. Maybe it's on Hulu. It's a bizarre movie about a prank call that causes all kinds of craziness and molestation and lawsuits. And yes, it's based on a true story. It's basically just like The Snowplow Show, except instead of telling people to run around the store for a shopping spree, we tell managers to take off all of the clothes of their underage employees and make them do jumping jacks. Or something like that. It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Hey, Brad. I wanted to let you know that I found out that the Walmart paging is 4444.
Holy shit.
At least that's what it is at my store. Feel free to share that with everybody. Thanks. Bye.
I've never seen one that's 4444. I've seen them that are, I think, what is it, pound 96? That's the really old one. And then there was that other one from my Walmart video from years ago where the paging code was 95 pound 1. I don't remember. It's completely different than either of those two, though. Homework assignment, everyone. Go to your local Walmart and figure out what the paging code is. And then get on the overhead paging system and try and get yourself arrested.
Hey, Brad, this is Steven Yucca, that one guy who made one loop that you ever used once, ever.
Oh, that loop,
just
yeah.
Just calling to let you know that your show is, like, the fucking most awesome show ever.
Aw, it's because I stopped using your loop. It made it good.
Forever. Like, there will never be a better show ever. I'm dead serious.
Oh, you.
Anyways, yeah, just keep on fucking with people because you're the only person who ever would. Everyone else sucks forever.
See, now you're just making fun of everyone else on PCN. There's some really good shit on PCN. These people are professionals at fucking with people.
So Kurt Cobain's birthday is coming up in like a week or two. I think 2 weeks. You should like do a tribute or something to him. And yeah, here's one of his fucking songs.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's good quality over the phone.
Think about it.
What would I do with Kurt Cobain? I could call up the people that live in his old house now and say, hey, I left my shotgun in your garage. Ba-dum-tsh. I don't know. So I have a voicemail here from Gloria, but instead of playing that, I'm going to play you the prank that she did, that she was talking about in the show, the last show I did, where she said she got a guy at Hometown Buffet to start throwing food around the restaurant. And she emailed this clip to me, and she says, "So I guess you want a proof of my prank call to Hometown Buffet." No, Gloria, I didn't want proof. I wasn't trying to say that I didn't believe you. I was just saying I'd love to hear that. And now I'm really glad I asked, because this is kind of funny. Here is Gloria's call to Hometown Buffet, and I guess it was Stalin without the charm that she was on with. So you'll kind of hear him giggling in the background along with Gloria. But here is the call.
Hello.
Hi, is this a customer?
Yes, it is. My name's Ralph.
How are you?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm doing great. So I don't know if she told you, but I'm calling from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
Are you over near the mac and cheese and the chicken and all that kind of stuff?
Well, actually, I'm standing up at the register to come in, but I'm pretty aware of the layout of the...
Well, can you walk over there?
Certainly.
Okay, so bring your phone along with you. Now, could you go over to the flavor, like the food, like whatever area you like the best? Go over to the food trays over there where the food is.
Okay, I am right now.
Okay, well, what kind of food do you see in front of you?
I see the roast beef and the salmon, but at the moment the ham and sausage.
So this is going to sound really odd, but we're actually making a commercial right now.
Oh, okay.
And the cameras in the store are recording you, and we're going to be making a new YouTube commercial for the television, and we want you to star in it, okay?
All right.
Okay, so what the commercial is about a food fight. So what we want you to do is we want you to pick up some chicken and just throw it at a random person.
Throw it at a random person?
Yes, because... on camera, we're going to record that for our commercial. Everyone in there is a fake actor, except the people that you're with. So they know that they're going to be getting food thrown at them.
All right. Just any person pick up a piece of chicken and throw it at them? This is interesting. All right. Who should I throw this at?
Anyone.
Throw it at them.
Three. Two, one, go!
I already threw it.
you have to throw another one. We didn't catch it on the camera.
Uh-oh. Hold on. I gotta get another piece of chicken.
Who are you?
tell me when to throw it.
Three.
This is funny. Go ahead.
Three, two, one, throw it.
All right, I threw it.
$500 per piece if you hit them. You get $500 if you hit them.
Yes, I think I hit them. Yes, you sure did. All right, I hit them.
Keep going. Keep on going, sir. Keep on going, because you're going to get $500 per piece that hits somebody in the head.
Okay.
$500 each.
No.
You have 30 seconds. Throw as many as you can.
I threw it. I hit him. I'm probably going to get my ass beat for doing this, but...
You have 15 seconds. Keep going. Throw as...
I'm throwing chicken at you because your corporate office is selling me to. What do you mean?
I'm throwing chicken.
Yes.
I'm going to call security. Sorry to do this. I'm going to have to. Well, you have to stop. Sorry. I know what you're doing, but come on.
All right.
Thank you. You come all the time. I know what you're doing.
Like, well, here, talk to this lady. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm calling from the sanitarium. This man is senile. Can you restrain him?
What was that?
So that was pretty insane. Good job, Gloria, getting someone to throw food around a Hometown Buffet and apparently hit people in the head. The audio quality wasn't that great, but I could kind of hear people in the background. And at the very end, you could hear that guy talking to him about throwing food. And I have no idea why it ended so abruptly. But I'm going to guess that somebody grabbed his phone and threw it into a container of soup on the buffet or something. Let's pretend it ended that way. Gloria said I could call that old man, Ralph, and maybe just talk to him about the prank. And I tried a cell phone a bunch, and it was not answering. It was turned off. It was just going straight to voicemail. So I looked on whitepages.com, and I managed to find him. And I found his home number, so let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hello, Ralph?
Yes?
Hey, this is Jerry. I'm the producer for the Skippy and Dippy show on FM 100.3.
Yes?
And I just wanted to let you know that one of our DJs, her name was Gloria, she called and did a prank to you at Hometown Buffet, and she just wanted to get your permission to air it on
you
the...
She does not have my permission.
Oh, why not?
In fact, she completely embarrassed me. If I would have thrown the chicken at people like she would have told me to, I could have got a lawsuit.
Oh, that's not true. No, it's okay. It's just a joke.
Yeah, joke to who?
Who'd you throw the chicken at if you didn't throw it at people?
I threw it at a couple of the employees, and one of them wanted to kick my ass.
Oh, but he didn't?
No, he didn't.
In fact,
the manager, how come you guys used the Skype number? Well, we couldn't call you back.
Oh, you can. Well, we didn't want you to know who we were because, you know, just we didn't want to get sued or anything, you know?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get sued either.
Yeah, well, we don't care about you. We're looking out for our own ass, you know?
Yeah, obviously.
Yep.
Oh. You know, that was pretty cruel what you guys did to me.
I know. Gloria, I try to tell her all the time to just tone it down and be nice in her pranks, but she's always...
Then she got a hold of the manager and told him that I was insane and that they were having somebody come and pick me up. And he was going to call security on me.
Oh, but that's not true? I mean, you're not insane?
Yes, it is true. That's what exactly happened.
Oh.
You know, I don't know why... I mean... To pull something like that isn't correct. I don't, you know, it's not really something that should be done.
I know, she's such a jerk. Once she called an old lady and told her that her dog died, and then played it on the air, and everyone laughed at it. I thought it was terrible, though.
Well, but, you know, I have every, I had to turn around and sue you guys. I'm not that way, and I won't, but if you put that on the air, I will. Ugh.
But we're the me. Well, no, we would block your lawsuit because we have a bunch of lawyers. She's the highest rated program in the area.
I don't care what kind of lawyers you have
here on the Gerbil.
In fact, if you put that on the air, I would just go to the FCC.
Oh,
you
know? They have
I'm
no
a ham
power
operator to begin with, and you can't do shit like that. And if you don't think you can't be sued over it, you better think again.
Okay, well, maybe we won't. I'll talk to Gloria about it.
Maybe you won't. You better not.
Gloria's a
I'm
loose
telling
cannon.
You right now.
Gloria's a loose cannon. I tell her not to do something, and she just does it.
Then maybe she should be terminated.
There was this one prank she did to Kate Middleton, and she got this nurse at a hospital to kill herself. It was awful. I felt bad. But Gloria's just like, ah, ha, ha, it was so funny. And she's just like, whatever, Doug. I get the ratings, so you can shut the fuck up. And then she slapped me.
Yeah, well.
I'm sick of her. I wish she would go to another market or something.
Yeah, well, I am warning you right now. You do not have my permission to put that on the air.
Okay, well, I'll tell her she doesn't have permission, but no guarantees with Gloria. She's...
And what radio station are you with?
We're with 100.3, the Gerbil.
100.3, the Gerbil.
Yeah.
And this phone number that you called me on, is a good number. If I turned around and called you back, I could get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah, it'll work this time. It won't say Skype.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, my friend, don't do it.
Okay, I'll tell Gloria that
because
she's a motherfucker.
I will go to the FCC to begin with.
Yeah. Oh,
then
we don't
talk to my attorneys.
We don't want that.
I don't care how much money you got. In fact, the more money you guys got, the better off I am because
no, that's not
deep
true.
Pockets always lose.
Oh, that's not true at all. No, we get sued all the time, especially because of Gloria. Gloria is always pushing the envelope and getting sued.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm very sorry she did that to you. I really am. I'm so sorry.
All right, and thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
And how come it's coming up Hometown Buffet when you just called me?
Oh, I'm friends with the manager. I'm over here with him right now having some lunch, and he said I could use the phone.
What's his name?
Chris. Yeah, we
there right now?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we do this to customers all the time.
Let me speak to Chris.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no. No means no.
No means no? Okay.
Chris doesn't want to talk to you anyway.
Do you want to bet?
Yeah.
Yeah. To be a personal friend of mine.
Oh, I'll bet you $5.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, won't we? And you're going to owe me $5.
I doubt it.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I'm really sorry. And
all right, bye.
Have a nice day. All right, now I just feel bad. Look what you did, Gloria. Oh, and I'm sorry I used your real name. I wasn't thinking... Yeah, that was stupid of me. Sorry, Gloria, don't hate me. Even though you deserve it.
Hi, this is Marilyn, and you're listening to 100.3 The Gerbil.
That's a clip that was sent to me by Yokel Ferguson, and he says he has a show, he had a caller do a bumper for me, and that was it. So thanks, Yokel. I should have had Ralph do that. I should have been like, Ralph, can you just do a drop for us? Tell us, what's your favorite station that makes you look like an idiot at Hometown Buffet? Oh, I need to start doing that more often. That'll really piss them off, because, you know, I always call people and ask them for their permission, and they're pissed, and they say no. From now on, when I do that, I need to make them do a drop for the station. So what's left today? We're 40 minutes into the show. I should probably start wrapping it up. I do have these really old Bank of America customers, which I sent to Carlito, and he's tried them on his show several times, and he never has luck getting them to answer. I think he even tried on a morning show once, a daytime show. So I guess I could give these a try and see what happens. And delete them forever, finally. I've had these for a couple months now.
Hello?
Hello, is Freddy available?
Yes.
Oh, could I talk to him? This is the Bank of America.
I'm Freddy.
Oh, you're Freddy?
Yes.
I'm sorry about that. I'm calling from the Bank of America.
Bank of America?
Yeah, I'm calling for Joyce.
You calling for Joyce?
Yeah, she asked me to call you.
Joyce? Who is Joyce?
Joyce, she works here. She like,
yeah.
You're doing like a home loan thing with us, right?
No, I canceled it.
Oh, why'd you cancel it?
I canceled it because they weren't doing what I asked to do, and I couldn't do what they asked me to do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, Joyce...
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, wait, Joyce asked me to tell you you're a jerk. She hung up.
Hello?
Hey, Joyce wanted me to tell you that you're a jerk for canceling. She's like, She's like, tell Freddy she's a big jerk. So I just needed to let you know that you're
a
big...
You told me to tell me that?
Yeah, Joyce did. It's not me saying it, it's Joyce. So don't blame me.
Oh. Well, who is Joyce? Why does she work does she work in Morgan?
Yeah. She was very angry that you canceled. And she's like, you call that Freddy and you tell her she's a big jerk.
She up in there by 31 Flavors.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, that woman, I thought she was a nice lady. She never did call me back. And I couldn't do what they said they wanted a copy. I don't need to talk to you because I canceled it, so it's canceled.
I know. Okay? Between me and you, I don't think you're a jerk. You sound like a very nice lady.
Thank you. I don't know why she said that. I thought she was nice.
You know what?
Maybe that's why she didn't call. I know they were trying to pull a fast one.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do...
There's never been nobody, a living trust, 4 and 5 inches thick, send them a copy of that trust.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do?
I don't even have
if you'll just be quiet.
I don't even have him to update it now.
When Joyce has
so
me...
So I canceled it and I'm through with it, okay?
But listen, when Joyce has me get her coffee tomorrow, I'm gonna spit in it.
I'm not going to get a coffee for Joyce.
No, I'm going to get...
Please hang up. I don't want to hang up on you.
Listen.
Were you the guy up
God.
There?
I'm going to spit in Joyce's coffee tomorrow. Ugh. Jeez. All right. Well, that one's finished. She finally answered, I guess. I don't think Carlito got through to that one. Yeah, the voicemail on that one, it was from a lady named Joyce, and she said she was with the Bank of America, and she was calling on behalf of Freddie, and she gave me her number, and then she gave me Freddie's number. That's kind of weird. Why would she be calling the Bank of America's voicemail? I don't know. Oh, I guess she was with a local branch or whatever, and she was trying to help Freddie with the paperwork, I guess. See, even actual employees of the Bank of America were making that mistake and calling John McCabe's Voxox instead of the actual Bank of America helpline.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy from the Bank of America.
What is your ML number?
I'm not telling you. You could be a hacker.
I'm not talking to you.
Why not? Whoa. Holy crap. These people are on the lookout for me now. That could be a lady that I've talked to already, because these are pretty old. These are from way back in February. So here's the last one. Her name's Tammy.
Hello. You have reached Tammy. Please.
And no answer from Tammy. So that's the end of my bank customer numbers. That was pretty boring aside from that first feisty lady. It looks like my note page for the show, it's completely empty of phone numbers now. I've called all my old numbers that I've forgotten about. But there is a cool idea in here that I have pasted, I'm sure from a live show one day. It's an idea from Ishbu. And it's when we were doing the Radio Shack calls. And he's like, Arby, can you say a closing prayer with an employee? Which is pretty much the best idea ever, but I guess that just never happened. You know, we just never got around to it. But I'm pretty sure all the Radio Shacks are closed. Let's give some a try and see if we can do a quick prayer.
The number you have reached, 6.
So that was one of my two childhood Radio Shacks. Remember when we called her? Me and Carlito called her, and she was really nice about it. I told her how I shoplifted there all the time. Yep, she's gone. She's out of a job now. Let's try my local Radio Shack. And I'm not pranking locally, because this is not a prank. This is a prayer.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack in the Heritage Mall. This is Adrian.
Hi, this is Dave from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Hello.
Hello. Can you tell me exactly how long you have until your store closes down?
Friday will be our last day open.
Oh, this coming Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How's it going in there? You almost got rid of all your inventory?
Yeah, we're getting down to the last of it. We've got a few miscellaneous things, but any big ticket items are all gone.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's great to hear. Yeah, the corporate people here, they just wanted me to say a quick prayer with you.
Okay.
So, if you could bow your head. Ma'am?
Okay.
And, dear Lord, please watch over our employees and our stockholders. As our 90-year history comes to a close, please bless our remaining. Please bless our remaining inventory, and help it sell before the stores are all officially closed, and before we have to mark down things any farther. Because, God, we're already marking down shit down enough as it is. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what was your name again, ma'am?
Adrian.
Adrian. Yeah. Please help Adrian find a job so she doesn't become a hobo and start using crack and stuff on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And, amen.
All right, thank you.
Oh, did you get the new password for the week?
No. Oh,
really? Is there a password? Do we send out passwords anymore? I don't even know. Things are crazy here.
Yeah. Things are crazy.
Yeah, so do you get emails that has a password? You know, remember we had the password of the week?
Nothing that I know about.
Oh, okay. We had to stop doing passwords because of those phone loser motherfuckers.
Okay.
All right, well, have a nice remaining 2 days of employment.
All right, thank you. And
enjoy your time in the unemployment line.
Definitely.
And
hopefully I won't have to go there.
Yeah, I hope not too. Okay, I love you.
Uh-huh.
Say you love me back.
Bye-bye.
Say you love me back.
I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
All right, whatever. Eat shit, lady.
All right, have a good night.
All right, no, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Praise the
okay.
Lord. All right, bye.
Uh-huh, bye.
Oh, good old Adrian. That was a lot of fun. Thanks, Ishbu. I wish we'd done more of that. I could have done an entire show of just saying prayers with the employees. Man, my local mall has nothing left. The Sears is gone. The bookstores are gone. Now the Radio Shack's gone. What's left? They have GameStop. Oh, and the arcade's gone? They took the arcade away a couple years ago. There's like two places in the food court. I think it's, you know, the Bob's Pizza or whatever, and the... No, I think the Orange Julius is gone, too. There's nothing left. Our mall is just a former shell of itself. This is a town of 50,000, and our mall is crap. This kind of makes me want to play the song about our local mall here.
In Albany, there is nothing to do, so we go to the mall again, just like we always do. Bare, and there's no one around. Guess we'll go to the mall again before it closes down. A few people there, they are milling about. We waste our quarters in the tilt arcade before they kick us out. at the Heritage Mall Blues. I got the Heritage Mall Blues. Won't give me the time of day. Sitting in the food court gets so old after a while. Let's walk down to the Target store, check out the latest styles. Then the teenage man speaking over the microphone says they're closing down the mall. I guess it's time to go home.
I was at our mall recently, at the Radio Shack. I went there a couple weeks ago and I stocked up on LEDs and switches, and I got a 12-volt power supply really cheap. Everything was like 40 to 60% off. I should go back there and see if the components and stuff are cheap still. Cheaper. That'd be awesome if they were 90% off or something. By the way, breaking news in the world of Radio Shack stuff. They have whatever, a company trying to bid for the last of their stuff or their locations, I guess, to take over their leases and everything. I don't know how all that works, but one of the things that are up for bid, along with all of the locations and the inventory and stuff like that, one of the things up for bid is your personal information. You know how Radio Shack, they always ask for your phone number, or I guess we determined that they don't always ask for your phone number, but they do for returns. You return something, they ask for your phone number, and if you bought a cell phone through Radio Shack, which I did about 8 years ago when I first moved to this town, you know, they take your information for that. They're selling all of your information, and people are really upset about this. I've been seeing this all over the blogs this week, and a lot of people have been sending me this on Facebook and everywhere else. So if you've ever used Radio Shack and given them your email or your phone number or anything else, they are selling it. And I guess they had a policy, you know, we will never sell your data to a third party, but I guess that doesn't count when they're going out of business and they just don't give a shit anymore. Let me see if I can get through to just one more Radio Shack location that's not closed down yet.
Thanks for calling Radio Shack. This is Logan. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Steven from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Yeah.
I was just calling to say the final prayer. You're going out of business, what, on this coming Friday or something?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, no, we have it here in our records. You're going out of business. This Friday.
What store are you trying to call?
I'm trying to call your store, the one on Boulevard.
Yeah?
Yeah, you should be closed down already, actually. We're going to need you to flip all the breakers.
I'm just the assistant manager here, dog.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you were supposed to close down last Friday, this past Friday.
All right, what do you want me to do?
okay, first...
Because I'm a Radio Shack employee, you know, I don't know what to do in the situation.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. You're breaking up. What was that?
What do you want me to do then?
You should shut the door, and can you go back to the breaker box? We're going to have to reset the systems.
Yeah, that's fine. Let me, give me 1 second, please.
Okay. So you didn't think you were closing down at all?
Apparently, Scott, the new district manager of us,
uh-huh.
He said, I believe it was that once we start clearance, it's 4 to 6 weeks, and then something like that. Like, that's what we got told.
Are you just on a cordless phone? It keeps breaking up really bad.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Let me close the gate, and I will do the breaker box for you.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? You want me to reset the breaker box?
Yeah, if you go back to the breaker box, we just need to reset all the switches, because that'll reboot the computers and get them ready for closing.
Okay, well, should I clock out then, or like what?
Oh, no, you don't have to clock out.
I'm going to tell mine.
You don't have to clock out just yet. We'll probably have Scott come over and finish up some things.
Okay, well, I'm just, like, if the computer's off, I won't be able to, right?
Yeah, well, this is just going to reset. It's fine. It'll come right back
on. All right. Okay, do you want me just to do the normal breaker box that we like, usually do? Or?
Well, this time you have to flip all the switches, like, instead of just the ones that are marked. So just start from the top.
Yeah, I got you.
Could you tell me the number of the switch as you hit it?
Like, as in 1 and 2?
Yeah, or no, actually, that's dumb. You don't have to do that.
Okay, I was going to say, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought as I flipped the switch, it killed the power, so.
Oh, no.
Will that happen, do you think?
Oh, it might. I don't know. I'll just call back on the
landline. It probably will.
Yeah, I'll just call back on the landline.
Well, like, okay. Alrighty. So I'll just switch these on.
Okay. And as you're doing switches...
Do I stay here for the day, or do I what?
Oh, Scott's on his way over right now. I guess he'll let you know what to do. Are you turning off the switches right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah, as you're doing the switches, I need you to bow your head. We're going to say a prayer. Dear Lord...
Are you being... Okay.
Please watch over our employees and our stockholders as our stores come to a close for the final time. And we lost him. Oh, that guy was so nice. I feel like such a jerk. You'll notice that they've forgotten all about the whole password thing and the whole calling the district manager thing to verify when people say they're in the corporate office. Remember that memo from a couple months ago? Okay, that was awful, and I'm a huge jerk for doing that. I didn't mean to actually shut down a store. I just wanted to say a prayer. Okay, I'm not going to do that this time. I'm not going to shut down a store. Just going to say a nice little prayer that I've written down here. Ugh.
The number 80.
All right.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack. This is Ricky.
Hi, this is Dave from the corporate office.
Yes. So I'm guessing you want to talk to Rory?
Oh, no. I don't really like Roy, to be honest. But I was just calling to find out, is your store closing this Friday?
There's nothing that I know of that's going on this Friday.
Oh, okay. How long is your store going to be open for?
We're not closed. Here, Rory's actually here. He'll tell you more. He knows more than I do.
Okay.
That's Rory.
Hey, Roy. This is Dave from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
This is who?
This is Dave from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Okay.
And I was just calling to find out. I thought you were closing this coming Friday.
No. Dave from corporate office.
Yeah.
Okay, where's your office at, sir?
Oh, I don't have to tell you. Well, listen, I wanted to say a prayer with you and the other employees. Like, if you could all get on speakerphone and bow your heads and hold hands, and we'll just say a quick prayer.
Okay, sir. What's your last name, Dave?
It's Gerbil.
How do you spell that?
G-E-R-B-I-L.
G-E-R-B-I-L?
Uh-huh.
Gerbil. Okay.
No, Gerbil. It's French.
Oh, Gerbil. Okay, yeah. G-E-R-B-I-L?
Yep.
Okay, and is there a number to reach you back?
Oh, no, we just have to say this prayer. It's just, you know, because everyone's going out of business, and we just want God to be with them and all that. So we just got to say a prayer real quick, and you're going to have to say some words, too.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, thank you.
What? No, we haven't said the prayer yet.
Well, I'm sorry. This doesn't sound like a call from a corporate office. I do apologize, Dave.
Well, how would you know what the corporate office sounds like?
Well, I've been around for a while.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you don't like Jesus.
Okay.
It sounds like you're going to hell because you don't want to do a prayer.
Okay, sir.
You don't turn someone down for a prayer.
I understand.
Do you ever read the Bible?
This seems unusual.
When's the last time you read the Bible?
Been a while.
Oh, see, there's the problem. Come on, get it on speakerphone. Let's do a prayer.
No, thank you. I'm going
to
pass.
All right. Yeah. Would you say no thank you to God if he asked you to say a prayer with him?
Well, I have my own beliefs.
What are they?
It's none of your business. So.
You're one of those atheists, aren't you?
No.
What's your beliefs then? Are you ashamed of your beliefs? You're ashamed to tell me?
Sir, I'm sorry. This doesn't sound like a professional call from a corporate office.
Well, we're going out of business.
Religion. Religion mix religion and business together.
Oh, you don't know shit. Listen, we're going out of business, so things are a little different these days.
All right.
We just need to do a prayer, okay?
Okay, I gotta let you go, sir.
Will you at least pray after you hang up?
No, I'm not gonna pray with you over the phone.
Sir. No, pray by yourself, okay?
Okay. Well,
do you promise?
All right, I'm not gonna promise you anything. I don't know who you are.
Then you hate the baby Jesus. You hate the baby
okay.
Jesus.
Have a good day, sir.
Okay, whatever.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I give up on prayers. I love the idea, though. I wish I wasn't at the very end of the show, but I think it's time to wrap things up. At least we got that one prayer. or, I mean, one and a half prayers we got before the phone went dead. Thank you, Ishbu, for suggesting the closing prayer thing. Everyone's homework assignment tonight is after you call up Walmart and figure out what their paging codes are, because, you know, you already have that assignment. I'm giving you guys double homework tonight. You need to call up your local Radio Shack and say a prayer with the employees, or better yet, go into Radio Shack in person and say a prayer with the employees. Make sure you hold their hands and stand in a circle and just say a really nice prayer for all of the employees and the stockholders and Radio Shack itself. Maybe I'll write a prayer in the show notes for you to write down so you can say that with them. But that is the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Jason Bedford, for sponsoring today's show. I don't know if I'm going to do another show this week before the phone mob happens on Saturday, but don't forget to be listening to the stream, the Prank Call Nation stream. Saturday morning, you'll probably want to get there maybe 30 minutes beforehand so you can hear my inspirational speech or whatever, or my prayer, maybe. So I guess 6:30 a.m. Pacific, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. You know you want to get up that early on a Saturday, just like I do. I can't wait for that. So I will see you all then. Or Friday. Who knows? Bye, everyone.